That's what really the Ramchal says, Hachitzonius Ba'arveris is Apnimius. Or, as the Chinuch says, that Adam Nifal Kefipu Losov. A person is created, is formed, according to his acts. The Chitzoni, my actions, will affect my Pnimi of what I am. You can have the greatest person in the world, given a short time, and through actions that are forced upon him, will be an evil person. And you can take a bad person, and through acts that, not really that he wants to do, but in the position that he's put in to do, you can make him the greatest person in the world. In that sense, actions speak louder than words because it creates the person. It makes the person, it creates the future. We know that. That's the definition of the Jewish language. That nouns are created from verbs, not verbs are derived from nouns. And that's the difference between us and any secular person. By the way, it's not for now, but what I just spoke about was anti-determinism. Because one of the basic concepts for anyone who's intellectually motivated over here, who knows what I'm talking about, that determinism, one of the basic ideas of determinism is that the verbs are derived from the nouns. It's not for now. In education, the same thing applies. You know, sometimes it's forced education. You're forced to do things, and you're forced not to do things. And sometimes it's this more liberal education that allow a person to grow on his own. In America, the prevailing thought is, allow the person the freedom of growth, the freedom of expression, to be who he is. Otherwise you stifle him. You make him rebel. You destroy him. You can't create these rigid rules and regulations. You can't mold him against his will, because then he's just rebel. You're right. If actions are derived from nouns, if a person is who he is, and therefore he does what he does. But if verbs are the source of nouns, if who I am is because of things that I do, Mr. Zaret, then you can force me to do something in the right way, obviously. But you can push it upon me, have me do it enough times, and that's what I'll be. Refrain me from doing things, and that's what I'll be. But given the freedom to do at the point what I am, or what you think who I am, so then you'll be creating a wire, a para-adam, a person without a structure, a person without goals, a person without morals, American society. In education, we believe in structure, we believe in instruction, in guidance, we believe in a box, not outside a box, not the freedom for all, not that free growth. Because Adam Nifal Kefipul Asaf. Obviously, you know, if you don't know how to direct, so there, that creates the rebellion. The lack of knowing how to direct, but it's not the putting the person into the box. If you watch something, you check it around over here, you'll see it's so true. Amongst Bachrim, you'll have, take anything, what's the first thing, when we're getting up, okay? Which is not a big issue over here for almost everybody. But it was. What's the difference? I have a hard time getting up, some will say. Some will say, I have an easy time getting up. Well, determinism. There it is. Determinism. He was born with this tendency to get up. And I was born with a tendency not to get up. So, you know, and that's it. It's not true. It's not true to its fullest. Have you? You know what the difference is? His parent got him up every morning, no matter what, in the right way. He was trained to get up. His parent was more liberal, for whatever reason. Yeah, either that's a shita, because it's a lack of chinuch, because the parent was too busy, or because the parent really believed the kid at 5 years old that, I was born not to get up, whatever reason. And he was trained. He was trained not to get up. And now you're right. You're 100% right. He has a rough time getting up, and he has no rough time getting up. But not because they were born that way, because they created themselves that way. Because they made themselves that way. With the help of a parent, with the help of a yeshiva, with the help of a camp, with the help of anything, they are. Because the Adam default the people also. Give you the same thing. If Reuven swears that he has a problem getting up, and Shimon says, I have no problem, put Reuven in Shimon's environment, and Shimon in Reuven's environment, it probably be the exact same thing. Then Shimon would be able to get up and Reuven would. Because the Adam nifal kafi pu'asov, which means, therefore, that the other one has the ability to change also. And you do something long enough, and a person gets up long enough, on his own, he can do so for a lifetime. The same thing with anything, a smother, in dress. The same thing is true even in things in that you appreciate. Taste of dress. Ha'odom nifal kefi pulosov. A person has the ability to create himself. Lacking, if you don't believe that, you're taking away bechira from a person. Show you something you just hit. Halacha, it's halacha l'maisa. Brought down Mishnah Berurah that one's not allowed to wear gloves during davening. One's not allowed to wear a scarf during davening. Unless you're davening outside. One is not allowed to wear a beged, that the whole purpose of the beged is to be outside during davening. And why is that? Because one's frame of mind, body, presence, stature is inside. In the Veis Hashem. It is improper for one to wear an overcoat during davening. Okay. And it's a Mishnah Berurah, and it's something which is said for years. You probably heard it in 8th grade, 7th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade. Who are the ones that transgress this, that don't adhere to it, are simply the ones who were trained throughout their life to wear a coat, because nobody ever said, we never pushed them to them. They heard it, but nobody forced it. So that's them. That's them. And they don't think twice about it. This is amazing theater. And now already, it's a whole lot like of life to get him to take a coat off before he walks into a base of measures. It's a whole lot like them. It's a change of a personality. Why? It's also because of other mephilophobia, because they got away with it in the younger years. Because nobody even pushed it, they spoke about it. So the brighter people understood it immediately. And the less bright did it, and now they're great cheaters, not so bad. And the same thing with every area. Take smoking, which is almost a non-issue. Nobody, to my knowledge, and if I'm wrong, please correct me, was born with a smoking addiction. I guess so, please. At least in this room. Because people whose parents might have been heroin addicts, so their children could be born with that addiction, as it's written in the medical studies. Yes. Your addictions might become your children's hereditary addictions, but I don't think that's true in smoking cigarettes. So what happens? He's an addict. He can't stop. He can't. And by the way, he can't stop. But who's at fault? Who created this? Not determinism. It wasn't God. It was you. Adam nifal kefi pulasov. And now he's stuck. He has an issue. But he has full responsibility for that issue. He carries that responsibility for years. But it happened when I was 15. Big deal. If you shot somebody at 15, you killed somebody, you carry that weight the rest of your life. The beauty about smoking is that you have the ability to change to the point that you have no addiction at all. How? By changing. How? Simply by changing. By not doing it. Because we're verbs, we're not nouns. And that's why there's hope for any individual in the world. In anything you want to do, anything you want to create, because Torah is built upon verbs, not nouns. You can take the weakest student in the world and make the greatest masmid out of him. How? How do you become a masmid? By sitting and learning. How do you do that? By taking action. That's it. There's no great formula. There's no potion. By simply doing it. After learning Bahasmaga, then you're a masmid. You know, you'll have your contingent, the guys who have their heads down, no zone group, that they're going to tell you, yeah, the reason why, and I've heard it, the reason why I'm not in base of measures, during story, the reason why I'm not, because I'm not a masmid. I love it. It's determined. I'm not a masmid. Therefore, I don't learn Bahasmaga. You think about it, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. That's determinism, that's secularism, that's noun before verb. That everything else is the fool except for me. This is what I am, and therefore this is what I do. It's exactly the opposite. Because you don't learn Bahasmaga, you're not a masmid. Because you don't learn because he learned it. Because the verb comes before the noun. What made the person a Baal Midos? Because he was good to other people. By the way, if you think about it, you know, by us there's no such thing as jealousy. It's the Jewish people. It's also to be jealous. Well, what do you mean? How do you control jealousy? It's very simple. Because you gotta know you can do the exact same thing. If you want to do it. If you do it. So if you have a tendency to, like, I'm jealous of the person, so just be the person. By Torah you see that. Kin is Seifrim, is Tavu Chachma. Well, there's a certain sense of, I see him. He's way above me in learning. So, great. Tavu Chachma. That's the biggest cause for your learning, to be better than him. Because it's in your hands. Because you determine who you are. It wasn't your mother, it wasn't your father, and it wasn't where you were born. And it wasn't your genes. And that's the definition of chinuch. Saying this, because this is the last leg, based on Medrash, is the last leg of chinuch that a person has in structured chinuch. And for that it's do or die. Either you create yourself for the good or you create yourself for the bad. But whatever is going to happen, that's your creation. Somebody said this morning, it's not my fault, you know. I can't make a leaning, and this other person can. And I asked him, well, he was born knowing how to make a leaning, and you were born not knowing how. I was here frightened. He was born not knowing how to make a leaning. But the other guy was also born not knowing how to make a leaning. So how did he learn to make a leaning? What did he do? So I asked him, what did you do during high school? The answer was nothing. What did he do during high school? Learn. But he learned because he wanted to make a lady. That's ridiculous. He learned, and therefore he wanted to make a lady. You didn't learn. Of course you don't know how to make a lady. How can you expect to make a lady if you don't see the base of measures to learn? It's almost as ridiculous as saying that, well, I'm not a basket, therefore I don't know about Swadha. I've never yet in my life seen a person sitting and learning, day in and day out, with real asmada and a real focus, and after a while, doesn't that make a leaning? And unfortunately, I see thousands upon thousands of grown-ups who can't make leanings. So something tells me about something. There's a reason there's arts grow today. There's a reason why there is today and there wasn't years ago. And it's not because of Hebrew at all. Because people don't force themselves to do it. And of course, chilled out learning. It's a great society. Chilled out learning. You have to chill out learning with the arts go. But what do you have from that? What do you really have from it? Nothing. I'd rather have from it. It's one of the greatest supporters of the yeshiva. But you have nothing from it. Absolutely nothing from it. So if you, choice is yours. You want to be something, it's in your hands. And if you don't want to be something, it's in your hands. And there's nothing in the middle of it. And therefore, that's what people want to know. Why is the Gan Eden, Gehenna, Schar, I know that's why. Because everything in life is only because of your pulas, because of your actions, because of those verbs that you do. And the verbs that you do It's going to be the name that you have. Lost the love.